Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, jazakallah to all for tuning in to Radio Islam, and I know many of the sisters as well as brothers basically look forward to listening to this program every Thursday morning. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. Our topic today is on what to eat when you are feeling sick. And we've got a really special guest we're going to be speaking to, and it's Lisa Faith. She's the founder of Kelly's Kitchen, and Lisa is going to be telling us about what to eat when you are feeling sick. And Lisa is also going to be sharing with us an amazing different recipe for the flu season. Then we're also going to play with you a lovely clip that's a home remedy clip as well. And it's something that you can find in your kitchen, ingredients to find in the kitchen, and you can make up a whole, like an immune booster type of thing for the colds and the flus. It'll even help you, you know, just to boost your immune system up as well. And then Auntie Hava will be coming in and sharing us a bit of benefits of chicken soup and more on what to eat, what not to eat. And then Auntie Gretchen will be sharing with us a ginger chicken and a sick soup recipe. There's two recipes. That's a ginger chicken and a sick soup recipe as well. And we're also going to be talking about, you know, about broth. You know, broth is also very healthy, antiviral foods, antiviral herbs as well. And the question we're asking you today is basically two questions. The first one is, what meal brings back childhood memories when you had a flu or a cold? And the next question is, if you had tested positive for COVID-19, share with us the types of food you had. You know, what foods gave you comfort from the virus, from your illness and that? We'd love to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Okay, now we're going to be joining our guest, Sister Lisa Faith. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Amara. I'm well, thanks, and you?
Thank you for joining us, Lisa, and welcome to Radio Islam.
Thank you very much.
Now, I must tell the listeners, Lisa, that you were a finalist in the Espresso Curry Cook-Off, as well as a finalist in the Kitchen Maestro competition. And you're also a coach focusing on women, especially those emerging from emotional abuse and trauma.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Lisa, growing up in KZN means that from a young age, you were introduced to a wide range of cultures and food. Has this played a part in your love for food, and how?
Yes, thanks, Amara. I grew up in Port Elizabeth, in a suburb, a multicultural suburb of Malabar. Mm-hmm. Both my grands are on both sides, as well as my mother, the great cook. And that is where the beginning of my love for food and cooking started. But when it comes to my Indian culinary palate, I have my lovely neighbor, Auntie Rupu, to thank for that. She used to stay next to us, and on days when my mother wasn't at home, I would have to go and stay next door.
Mm.
And welcoming and waiting for me would be different arrays of Indian food, dals, braised foods. And this is where my palate was enlightened to Indian food. So I actually used to pray that my mother wouldn't be at home when I got home from school so that I could go next door.
All right. That sounds nice, Lisa. Now, you have been a contest on two cooking shows. What had motivated you to enter? And what have you learned from your experience, Lisa?
You know, Amara, I like to take a challenge.
Mm.
And when I saw these two, I thought, well, let me go for it. But did I learn a lot? One, to think on my feet, because the pressure that comes with these competitions, it's very stressful, so you've got to be able to think on your feet. And then you're exposed to other people and other people's ideas and ways of cooking, and I learned a lot from that.
Mm-hmm, yes. And on a lighter note, you know, is your Auntie Ruku listening into the interview?
Her daughter hopefully is. I hope there's going to be a way that she can play it back for her.
Yes, you're going to. I'll send you the podcast link after the show.
Oh, thanks so much.
And you can just WhatsApp it to her, okay? This week we are chatting about foods that are given usually when one is sick, you know. What meal brings back childhood memories when you had the flu as a child?
Amara, my mother would make us soups. You're not really wanting to eat soups. And my dad was great at giving us toast and cheese. And the toast was actually for the sore throat to help. But mainly soft food. I love mashed potatoes and scrambled eggs were good for me at that time. But lots of soups and thin broth, chicken soup of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, certainly. And I think chicken soup has lots of benefits as well, and the broth as well. You know, many people actually make up their broth before the onset of winter as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, what foods can you suggest that one should consume while being sick, Lisa?
You know, with this whole COVID thing and people drawing our attention, we're becoming more aware of things that we should eat.
Yes.
A variety of fresh and unprocessed foods. Vegetables, legumes, beans particularly, and foods from animal sources, meat, fish, eggs, and try to get in the vitamins through your fresh vegetables and fruits that are available at this season.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you know, are there any traditional home remedies your gran or mum would make during the flu season? You know, I think, you know, we all have that a bit of like a home remedy that, you know, mum used to make, gran used to make. And it was always like, you know, okay, we always make that. Okay, let's just say, okay, mum used to make this honey and onion or honey and pepper, you know. So it goes from generation to generation. You know? So what would you, maybe your mum, your granny, make during the flu season, you know? A home remedy.
So we have the soup. It's called rasu, or rasam. The English word for it is called king soup. It's a soup that has it has nasal opening properties. So it opens up your sinus. It's made with it's got a sourish taste because of the tamarind. There's pepper and chilies in there. Yes. And lately people have added chicken to that. Mm-hmm. So for enrichment. So the rasu is something that when you have a cold or a flu is a go-to dish. It's actually a soup.
Okay.
So that's what we make when we are sick or somebody has a flu or I need to make some rasu to get rid of that cold.
Okay, lovely. Something different, you know, with a tamarind, with the amli in as well.
I actually have I have done a video on my Instagram page if anybody wants to go and have a look at how it's made.
Okay. Please mention your Instagram account name, please, Lisa, for the benefit of the listeners.
My Instagram tagline is Kelly's Kitchen. I also have a Facebook page, Kelly's Kitchen, where I do tutorials and I just post pictures of what I do on a regular basis. It's just my own way of exploring my passion for food.
Okay, and Kelly's will be spelled like K-E-L-I-S.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And kitchen.
It's capital K-E-O-E, capital L-I. And the name is actually it's a combination of my husband, Kesavan, and my name, Lisa. So it became Kelly. We refer to ourselves as Kelly. Hashtag Kelly.
Okay, lovely, yes. Now, Lisa, can you share with us one recipe from a meal you enjoyed having when you feel under the weather? And it's a prawn soup recipe. Now, please go ahead and share the recipe with us.
Okay, Amara, this is a quick and easy. This delicious prawn soup is easy to make and full of flavor with only 5 ingredients, and it takes about 20 minutes to throw together.
All right.
So what you need is 250 grams of small frozen cooked peeled prawn, 150 grams of basmati rice, 8 spring onions, 2 heaped teaspoons of korma curry paste. Now you can buy that on the shelf or you could actually make it yourself. It's entirely up to you.
Okay.
And then a 1/400 ml tin of light coconut milk. So how you do this is you put your prawns in a bowl of cold water so they start to defrost.
Right.
While they're defrosting, you dry, fry, and toast your rice for 3 minutes, about 3 minutes in a shallow casserole pan on a light heat. And you just keep stirring regularly. While you do that, just keep your eye on your rice. You finely chop your spring onions. Then you just add a tablespoon of olive oil. Then you add your spring onions and your korma paste, and you stir well for 2 minutes. Once you feel that is ready, you pour in your coconut milk and then 2.5 tins worth of water. And then you let that simmer for about 12 minutes, stirring occasionally. Then with 6 minutes to go, drain the prawns of all the water, and then you finely chop them and stir them into the soup. When the rice is cooked through and the soup is your desired consistency, you'll taste for seasoning, and you can maybe then add salt or black pepper to your taste.
Okay. And that's it. Okay, so coming back to the recipe, Lisa, when you mean dry, fry, and toast rice, you know, just for the benefit of the listeners, you're going to do, how would you basically do that method now?
Are you on a hot pan, you just put your pan on, call it a medium heat, let it heat up, and then you add your rice, and you just keep stirring it and turning it so that it browns and toasts nicely, like you would probably toast coconut.
Okay. Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. And then you don't add any water or anything in there?
You do. Mm-hmm. The coconut milk tin, mm-hmm. 2.5 of those tins worth of water.
All right. Okay. Very different recipe. And, you know, something you would actually wonder, you know, why a prawn soup, you know, for perfect, you know, under the weather, you know. But I'm sure it must be very, very tasty as well. And I see you've got a korma curry paste. So that's basically all your ingredients in a korma curry paste.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And do you make up your own korma curry paste?
I haven't yet. I want to try it. You said to my sister the other day, I want to try it.
Okay, and I'm sure lots of, I think maybe your salt, your tuna, your jiru, your tandoori paste must be all going in there, you know?
All right. That all goes into your korma.
Okay.
Garlic, tomato paste, thyme pepper, fresh ginger.
Mm-hmm.
So all that brings out the flavor to your soup.
Okay. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam and the Household Access Program. And we wish you all the best as well. And thank you. You enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend as well. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Lisa Faith, and you can actually follow her on Instagram. Her Instagram account is Kelly's Kitchen. That's K-E-L-I-S Kitchen. And you can follow her on Instagram. She's got some lovely pictures of her food as well. Then she's got a Facebook page as well. Lots of videos there going into her Facebook as well. Tutorial videos as well. And the prawn soup recipe is on the Radio Islam website, just as the ginger chicken and the sick soup recipe. So all recipes are on our Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za and go and visit our new website. Yes. So let's go for a short break now. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my two girls, Adika Reja and Auntie Hava, and we're talking also, you know, foods to eat when you're feeling sick. We're talking about the benefits of ginger soup as well. And then we're also going to be talking about antiviral foods, antiviral herbs as well. And our question we're asking you today is, if you tested positive for the coronavirus, share with us the types of food you had. You know, what types of food made you feel comfortable? What type of food did you have? Soup? Did you have ginger chicken? What type of teas did you have, you know, to make you feel comfortable as well, to help you with the virus as well? And also, what meal brings back childhood memories when you had a flu or a cold? You can WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, we're joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Auntie Reja and Auntie Hava. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Reja, how are you keeping?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope all the listeners are well, and same to you, Amara, also.
Yes, certainly, Auntie Reja, we're doing well so far, yes. And assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hava, how are you keeping?
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah, and hope to hear the same from our listeners. And you sound quite well.
Yes, alhamdulillah, Allah keep us that way, all of us, yes. Amen. And save us from the virus, yes. Okay. Now, today's topic is what to eat when you're feeling sick. Now, Hippocrates famously said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. It's true that food can do much more than provide energy. And when you're sick, eating the right foods is more important than ever. Certain foods have powerful properties that can support your body while it's fighting an illness. They may relieve certain symptoms and even help you heal more quickly. Now, Auntie Hava, what's the first food you make when you're actually feeling sick, you know?
Okay, before we go on to the actual food part of it, let us just tell the listeners a little bit about this virus that, or the pandemic that we are facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this virus is spread from person to person through respiratory droplets and not transmitted with food. Therefore, preparing your food, always rinse, make sure your kitchen utensils, etc. are very, very clean. And that you can only do by washing and doing your dishes with soap and water and keeping your foods in a safe, clean place.
Mm-hmm.
With the COVID pandemic that we are facing, there is no miracle food or treatment that can make it go away. But it has changed our life tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to adhere to the rules and regulations of the government to keep our families safe. And if food is delivered to your homes, they must follow through the instructions, like bringing it to your home, sanitizing the boxes, etc., and then deliver it. And if you're doing this on your own, when you bring your food home, sanitize your packages,
yes,
and then pack them away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, coming to the food part of it now. Some of the good eating habits at this time should consist of a variety of fresh and unprocessed foods that will have nutrients like vitamins, minerals, protein, dietary fiber, etc. All this helps to build the body and ensure that your immune system is safe. Fruit and legumes and nuts and whole grains are also important in the diet. Starchy foods such as spuds, potatoes, yams, carrots, etc. are also very nourishing. If a person is very ill and cannot eat food that has solids in it, then you can take whatever you have made, liquidize it, and let them sip it through a straw. Right? And if you feel like snacking, don't grab a packet of chips. Rather, take a few carrots, cut it up into nice sticks, and chew on that. Or make juices from fruit and vegetable rather than having fizzy or carbonated drinks that will cause the sugar to increase in your body. And last week, there was a lovely program on Radio Islam about the COVID virus.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was mentioned that if you're diabetic, the COVID can increase this in your body.
Yes.
So you've got to be careful that your food is not loaded with fat, sugar, salt, and processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you are in this state also, keep your body hydrated.
Yes, very important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is vital for you to have lots of liquid. If it's a fruit juice or a vegetable juice, water is excellent. But make sure that your body is well hydrated. Because if you become dehydrated, we unfortunately just can't go to the hospital for anything.
No, yes.
Unless, you know, it is very, very sick.
And the hospitals are full, you know.
And the hospitals are packed to capacity with patients. So do your best that you can at home. But eating hygienically made frozen food and ice cream will not spread the virus.
Mm.
I'm sure the ice cream lovers will love that.
Oh, yes, certainly. Mm. Well, it's too cold for ice cream, Auntie Hava. It's too cold.
No, actually, it's quite nice.
It's nice.
Because I love to have a little bit of ice cream, at least every second day.
Okay, it's nice,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're wearing all this warm clothes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and your body feels nice and warm, and this cool ice cream in your mouth makes it feel very, very good. Right. Good nutrition at this time is crucial for your health, especially at the time when the immune system might have to fight back So avoid very fatty and highly concentrated foods that contain sugar, salt, etc. For optimal health, it is also important that you remain physically active.
Mm-hmm.
So do some home-based exercises. And a very good exercise is helped with the household chores.
Mm-hmm.
So the poor wife can have a little bit of relief and watch one TV program at least. Okay. Some tips on your grocery buying, etc. is don't panic buy.
Mm.
Use what you have at home and make sure the perishables are used up first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go ahead and buy whatever you need. And when you panic buy, unfortunately, we are allowing the storekeepers to put up their prices because the people are now rushing around.
Yes.
And they want this and they want that. And you are going to cause harm to your own pocket.
Mm.
Right? You must use fresh ingredients that have a short shelf life and do not store leftovers. Like fresh produce, do not store them in the freezer. Use them up. You may give them one boil to kill off the germs, etc., and then you can freeze your food. You must prepare home-based meals. They are safer. They have this with some preparation. You would make them more nourishing because your ingredients that you would use are the best that you can put into your food.
Mm-hmm.
Cook the food thoroughly. And keep the food at a safe temperature, either below 5 degrees centigrade or above 60 degrees centigrade. Or leftover foods like soups, etc., can be put into containers, sealed tightly, and put into the freezer, and they can be used for another time. And you must also make sure that the raw materials, you're using safe water, your raw materials are clean, so that you will prevent common foodborne diseases that can also come up. And when it comes to your kitchens, for example, your surfaces, right? All surfaces must be wiped down every day with water. And if you have a sanitizer or an alcohol-based sanitizer, rub down the counters, fridges, cupboards, etc., with this sanitizer. And this will help you keep your kitchen free from the coronavirus. The coronavirus can last from 2 hours to up to 9 days.
Mm.
So to prevent it from getting into your food, etc., you must wipe down your surfaces. And when you are buying food that has packages, like boxes, etc., wipe them down also, because that is one way of keeping your kitchen hygienically clean.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to food, the virus appears to be stable at a low temperature and at freezing temperature.
Yes.
For a certain period only. Therefore, food that is hygienically prepared is good and safe, and it prevents the transmission of these things through your food.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot depends on the housewife and the other members of the family to make sure that the family is safe and will not contract this virus.
Inshallah, ameen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, now the question we're asking you today is, if you tested positive for coronavirus, share with us the types of foods you had, you know. How did you manage with it? You know, what type of food did you have? Did you live on soup or drinks or just herbal teas, you know? We'd love to hear from you, 072-786-1348. You know, Auntie Khadija, Auntie Hava, another friend of mine said, you know, when you're bringing your milk as well, wipe the milk container, you know, where it's a box milk or the plastic milk bottle, even the bread, you know, every packet, even if it's the handy-andy bottle, the furniture polish, then, you know, wipe it down, you know.
Yes.
Because you don't know who has touched it can have the virus, and that's how it spreads also, you know.
Yeah. And how many places have been up and down while it's being packed.
Exactly, yes.
While it's being made. All that must be taken into consideration.
Okay. Yes. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what goes into chicken soup as well. We're going to be talking about the antiviral foods, antiviral herbs as well. And also, I'm going to ask my engineer just after the break to play out a clip. You know, it's an immune booster, and it is courtesy from Auntie Khadija Abraham. So stay tuned for that. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, unfortunately, we cannot play the clip out. We're having a bit of a technical problem with that clip. But nevertheless, I will be putting that, it's a small video on my Instagram page. You can follow me on Amara_Mullah. And I will be putting it onto my Instagram, loading up onto my Instagram page just after the program. But it's basically, it's lemon. You take some lemons, you take some oranges. It's basically one lemon, one orange, ginger, arad and honey. And you mix all that together and you keep it into a jar. And whenever you're feeling sick or fluish, or even just every day, like once a day or twice a day, you take a bit of that and you put it into warm water and you sip that as well. So I'm going to repeat that. You take one lemon, one orange, and you slice it up nicely, remove the pips, and it's ginger, a piece of fresh ginger. Mm-hmm. Yes, you peel it. Andikari is with me on that. It's arad as well and some honey. You put all that together, mix it together, put it into a jar and take a teaspoon at a time and put that with some, have that with some hot water. It's twice a day. Okay, so we're so sorry about that. Well, going back to Andikari and Auntie Hava. Andikari, what goes into a pot of chicken soup, you know, that has been, you know, ideal for flus and colds?
Sister Amara, the most important ingredient in the ginger soup is obviously the ginger itself, and it has to be nice, fresh, and a nice good amount of ginger in your food. So that is one of the basic main ingredients. And then after that, you can put a bit of whole black pepper. That's also very good. And your whole spices like the taj and the lavang and things like that, which is also very important. And to give you the strength for it more than anything else is a nice handful amount of jungle oats.
Yes.
Which is really, really very good for your system.
Okay. Cheers, Auntie Hava. Cheers, Auntie Hava.
When we are making our soups, they must not be too spicy. For in case the person has a sore throat, so they don't want to really burn.
Yes.
So the soup should be spicy, liquidy, and rich with the good nourishing foods. And the chicken will give you the protein, the veggies will give you the mineral salts, etc. And when you are using whole pepper in the soup, give it one or two little cracks so that the flavor can come out of the pepper.
All right, okay. Yes. We've got a WhatsApp coming through here. This is from a listener, and it says, fresh running around desi chicken soup is by far the best to give strength and heat to the body, and they say it's Hakim's advice as well. And there's so much of Hakim Jalil Pando's, Muhammad Pando's remedies for the coronavirus that's going around on WhatsApp, and that seems to be helping a lot of people, you know, like the kulinji, the sumac, and the apple cider vinegar. You know, there's so many that, you know, people want to actually try as well. All right. Mm-hmm. Then I've got one more. This one says, my husband was tested positive. He had more of the remedy teas throughout the day, egg meal for breakfast and our normal food for lunch. For supper soup with all meals, he had onion, kachumar, as per Hakim's instructions, because it helps with the chest.
Yes, the onion is very, very good, actually, especially the red onion, which is really, really very good. We have it with every meal of ours, actually, the onion.
The red onion. And you cook with the red onions, Auntie Khadija?
I don't cook, but I still prefer, you know, we here in South Africa, we like our white onion.
Yes.
Because it causes a color in the food.
Yes.
A change of color.
So, like that, in salads and all that, we use more the red onion.
Okay. Okay, and can we go to the recipes as well? And then we can come back and take our WhatsApp messages and just chat about more about the antiviral foods and antiviral herbs as well. So let's go to Antigreja for the two recipes. That's the ginger chicken, Antigreja.
Okay, for the ginger chicken, you need one chicken cut and clean and washed. Then you marinate it with one onion grated, a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of lemon pepper, half a teaspoon of white pepper, a pinch of arad, 2 tablespoons of fresh ginger, a tablespoon of green masala, 1 teaspoon of dry dhana, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, a few whole green chilies, a few pieces of tej, ilachi and whole black pepper. Then you make your ghee hot in a pot and add the chicken in the pot. When it's halfway done, you can add a bit of carrots, marrows, and potatoes.
Lovely. Okay.
Very yummy. It's nice. It's not a very dry chicken. It's a bit of a saucy chicken because of the onion.
All right. Okay. And the next recipe is a thick soup recipe.
Yes. Okay. For the thick soup, you need half a grated carrot, whole peppercorns, 2 to 3 pieces of dutch, 2 pieces of chicken fillet cubed, 1/2 teaspoon of white and black pepper each, 1 teaspoon of green masala, 1 teaspoon of ground garlic, 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger. The method is to braise all this in little ghee and boiling water. Thereafter, add a handful of jungle oats and allow to boil further and cut greens and enjoy.
Lovely, yes.
It's a very simple recipe, but it's so nourishing. It helps so many people with this flu.
All right. Okay, and somebody wants to know what's the English name for arad? It's turmeric.
Turmeric.
Some people say haldi. Okay.
Haldi, yes.
Okay, some people say pori. Okay,
yes.
So it's turmeric. This one says, Jazakallah for a beautiful program. The red onion, can you use half and leave in the fridge? Leave the other half in the fridge.
Yes, you can actually. I normally leave, when I make, I just wrap it in glad wrap and leave the half in the fridge. You see, onion is so strong that it makes the whole fridge thinner. So just wrap it around with the glad wrap and leave it, and you can reuse it again.
Or even put it into a well-sealed plastic container.
All right. Okay, so the question we're asking the listeners today is, if you tested positive for the coronavirus, share with us the types of food you had, 072-786-1548. Okay, this one says, many people get running stomach with ginger. Is it a cleanser? Auntie Gretchen, Auntie Hava?
I think so.
It'll just help with your stomach. You know, it's basically not a cleanser.
It helps you if you've got an upset stomach.
Stomach, yes.
It
okay.
Stops that.
Okay.
But being a cleanser, I don't know.
Okay, we're not sure about that one yet. And we don't want to comment, you know, just for the benefit of the listeners as well. You know, I want to talk about antiviral foods, is your garlic. And I came across something very interesting, you know, star anise. Is also an antiviral food, you know.
Okay.
They say it's the flower-shaped spice, you know, contains like a type of a shikimic acid that is used as a base material for the production of Tamiflu, which is used for influenza virus. It is a superfood powerful as an antiviral. Take star anise and boil it in water and add it to your teas like green tea or black tea. And I was actually amazed, you know, when I did research for today's program, that star anise, you know. And Auntie Greta, what's the Gujarati name for star anise?
Isn't it a swamp or no? No, not swamp. Swamp is fennel seed.
Yeah.
Similar to it.
Isn't
I think star anise is just called star anise with all.
Okay. I'm just going to research that one. But it actually is very good, you know. And also garlic is also an antiviral food.
Very good garlic.
Okay. And then even the coconut water.
Yes.
Coconut water is also very good as well. And then also the...
they normally call it the taropa.
Okay, yes. Coconut water, coconut oil, ginger. Then they also talk about vitamin C-rich foods as well.
Like oranges.
Yes.
Very rich in vitamin C. But you don't allow it to stand out for too long. Like if you're serving oranges or citrus fruit. Because the vitamin C is very, very unstable in the citrus fruit. So you've got to prepare it and eat it as soon as you can. Immediately, it'll be better. Then you will get the benefit of the vitamin C.
Right. Okay. The name, the Urdu name for star anise is Badiyan. Badiyan. B-A-D-I-Y-A-N. Right. Okay. Thanks to Google. All right. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. I tested positive for COVID-19 and lost my sense of smell and taste completely. Is there perhaps anything I could prepare at home that will help it return to Jazakallah?
Oh, no, I don't think so. You prepare your healthy foods, but that taste and smell will only come back after this has, like, sort of left your body in 6 to 8 weeks' time.
Yes.
And is it that long until you have a...
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for it to leave your body completely.
Mm-hmm.
But during this particular time, it's like a quarantine.
Yes.
You've got to take care of yourself and keep away from anything that's going to cause it to get worse.
Okay. Then we talk about antiviral herbs as well, you know, oregano, tulsi, dry thyme are great for the immunity, and it can be used in teas and curries for respiratory health, including mucus phlegm problems, which can become a breeding ground for bacteria and pathogens. Like, you know, they say mix ginger, garlic along with a tablespoon of thyme, oregano, and you can actually make tea. You can also inhale essential oils like thyme, oregano, eucalyptus, or star anise, you know. And that's also very, very good, you know. And I think it's also good to have a probiotic. Very, very important.
Yeah. Of course, they will obtain that from a chemist or a discim or whatever.
Okay.
A good tea to make, like you mentioned, all these spices, and with ginger, make that in about 2 liters of water, strain it off, keep it in a bottle, and every day have half a cup of that mixed with a little bit of honey and turmeric. And that will help you to build up boost up your immune system.
Okay, there's a remedy coming through on my WhatsApp line. The listener says, Salams, increase zinc to regain taste and smell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically one of the symptoms of the COVID-19 is you lose your smell and taste as well. So this is where you come in. You have to actually increase your zinc to regain taste and smell. Okay, then this one says... I am enjoying chevro, salty things, apples and oranges, lemon drops. Ginger is making my tummy work. Okay, so then stop the ginger. Okay? I suppose, you know, each person is different, you know?
Different, it is, yes.
Okay? If you find one thing's not working for you, then just, avoid it. Then this one says, has anyone tried sumac and seen results? You know, I've come across remedies for sumac coming around WhatsApp for the COVID-19, but I'm not actually sure, you know, has it worked, has it not worked? Lots of people are taking the kulinji oil as well, the olive oil and things like that, you know?
Sumac is something that we've been introduced to recently.
Yes.
So we don't really know the effect of it. So sticking to our old homemade remedies, you will be safer. When your body is not up to, you know, taking new things, then you should rather avoid it.
Avoid it, yes.
Yeah, and use things that your body can tolerate. Because you don't want to make yourself more sick or you want to bring up whatever you've had. It's not a nice feeling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And somebody wanted to know, how do you make kichro?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's all different lentils that you boil up. You know what? There is a recipe for it.
But I think we shared the recipe sometime, yes?
Yes, we did share the recipe, I remember. But I know it's more the different types of lentils which you have to boil and liquidize it or whatever and make a nice thick broth with mutton. And have it with, I know, amli chutney and kachumar and things like that. I'm not too sure about the recipe, but like I say, it's on the website, so then I just go into it and look for it.
Okay. Then the listener actually wanted to know about her smell and her taste, you know, that has basically gone. So, you know, when would she basically get that back as well? Well, somebody has sent in a website you can go to. It says... News24.com, when coronavirus robs you of your sense of smell, you know. So you can just go on to News24 and just type in there, when coronavirus robs you of your sense and smell. And I'm sure you got some, you know, remedies there for that as well. Okay, let's just go to one more. Okay, one more before we actually wrap up today's program. This one says, I tested positive for COVID 2 weeks ago. Alhamdulillah, I'm much better now. I'm asthmatic, so my chest really troubled me. Mm-hmm. I was having a lot of soups as I did have a loss in appetite. But the one remedy that did help me as follows. It was 2 liters of water, 2 finger-sized fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons black seeds, which are kulunji, 1 lemon squeezed in, honey to taste, boil for about 10 minutes, place in jug and leave in the fridge, warm when required and drink throughout the day. Also, onion juice was recommended for me for my chest. I tried it once, but it was too pungent. Yes, I agree. Okay. So I'm going to repeat this again. The remedy that helped one of the listeners with the COVID-19 was 2 liters of water, 2 finger-sized fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons black seed, the chokulunji seeds, 1 lemon squeezed in, honey to taste, boil for about 10 minutes, place in jug, keep in the fridge, warm when required and drink throughout the day, and also the onion juice. Well, I'm going to be actually taking a picture of this remedy as well, and I will be putting up onto my Instagram page later, and it also will be on our website later on. I will ask Faiza to do that for me. All right. I think we've got Sister lots
Samara,
of G.
Sister Samara, sorry. When they're using ginger to make up the drink, they must chop the ginger up into nice thin slices so that more area surface is exposed and more of the ginger taste will be drawn out into the water.
All right. Okay. This one also says throw in some mint leaves in all your home remedies as well. Okay.
Nice.
Well, we've come to the end of a very informative, a very learning program once again. Jazakallah to all those who SMS or WhatsApp. For those who couldn't read all the WhatsApps out, inshallah, we'll try and go through it during the course of the week or so, and also try and put all the remedies on our website as well. Jazakallah to Auntie Greta and Auntie Hava. Stay safe, stay warm, inshallah, ameen.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, we'll be joining with Auntie Greta and Auntie Hava next week in next week's program, another informative program you can certainly look forward to. Well, that's where we leave it for today from myself, Amara, Auntie Greta and Auntie Hava, my producer, Mumtaz, and my engineer, Maulana Naeem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.